Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Shift. And today I wanted to do things a little bit differently than the past episodes that we've released and get a bit of a look behind the scenes, what has been going on at Orchestration the last like 6 months, and what are we doing next? And just have kind of a candid look at what has been happening on the business side of things. So yeah, there's a lot. And right now it is in fact just me working on this, but plans are for that to change in the near future and bring on hopefully a couple of people, maybe sometime Q3, and start to really build out a team here on top of just myself. Right now we are a solopreneur business, as some say these days, very in vogue, but that will not be the case for very long. Plans are that this will be a much larger organization, and very much so because I believe in operational leverage and in organizational leverage in order to build and create. And the scale of the vision that we have of what we're building, transforming the world into a remote place where remote work is the norm, that requires a lot of effort, that requires a lot of resources, that requires a lot of people. And so we will be building a team first and foremost. But yeah, what have we been up to? So first of all, we launched the business. Great milestone. First milestone, in fact, to exist. And now that we exist, we can operate. So yeah, that was a big thing that happened. We also have, besides launching the business, there have been a few other things that have been created so far. Some of it's behind the scenes, some of it's a little bit public, but primarily they fall into two categories. The first is operations and structures that allow Orchestration to run and to create products, run services, and support remote transformation in client businesses. And so that's kind of like the first category of stuff that I've been building. And then the second category is resources and tools for organizations to use either as a remote entity right now or as a hybrid organization in order to unlock benefits that remote work strategies can offer that maybe you're not taking advantage of. So within those two areas, let's talk about the first one. So things behind the scenes that allow Orchestration to run. We create a few things. Knowledge graph, we have a framework, and kind of crosses over into tools that organizations can use, but we also have remote health assessment, which is the first assessment of many more that will be coming soon in the assessment sort of realm. Let's talk about the knowledge graph. So the knowledge graph came out of, I think I first heard about this technology from Tom Tungas, the formerly managing director of Redpoint VC, I believe, and I think he just started his own firm. But anyway, the whole concept is basically using this platform called Obsidian, which is built in Markdown, and it's a note-taking platform that uses networked thinking in order to link together different ideas. So much the same way that the internet is like hyperlinks that connect different web pages, or like that's the first kind of version of what the internet was. That's what this is, except it's for notes. And so what I've built is basically a networked series of tons and tons and tons of notes at this point that allows a couple of things. Basically, it's the brain behind the operations. It's not just me coming up with the ideas that you hear like on this podcast, you see on LinkedIn, some of the stuff that I've been posting and some of the stuff that I've been building. It's actually coming out of this knowledge graph, which serves as the brain of the organization. And so the knowledge graph is basically the place that research and information and brainstorming and thoughts and things get dumped into and then processed into in such a way that links together disparate ideas to a more cohesive structure that then can generate new ideas and consolidate different thoughts into more complex frameworks and methodologies and insights and things like that. And so this brain has been powering the media engine that's running behind Orchestration. This brain has been powering the initial framework that was developed for how to transform businesses using these strategies. It's also been a place to pull a lot of insight from for stuff that's been posted in terms of resources and insights on our website. And it's the foundation. A lot of work went into this foundation, and the reason being is that it's very useful to me right now in just creating content and resources and building products, but it's extremely scalable. And so as the organization grows, we will have people that will be dedicated to, in a research capacity, possibly using AI tools, to adding information and things into the knowledge graph, creating connections and links, and kind of building like neurons inside the knowledge graph, if you want to visualize it that way, and then using the knowledge graph to generate insights and turn that into tools and things that we can use to actually create change. So that's the knowledge graph. It's version one right now, like version 1.1. And I think it's good enough to run for now for a couple more months, and then we'll maybe look at upgrading it to version 2 sometime Q3, Q4. But yeah, we built a knowledge graph. Second thing that we created that's on the internal side of the business is the orchestration methodology for running a remote organization. And that is the 16-pillar framework, which you may or may not have seen this. It's on the remote health assessment landing page right now on the website. And it deserves much more real estate than that. So you'll be seeing some more information about that soon. But essentially what it is it's, this took 2 months to create, by the way. It's a distillation of everything that I know from the past 9 years of working remotely, everything that I learned building Optimotive, my previous business marketing agency, and everything that I've learned working with clients in a remote capacity all around the world, different size organizations, small startups, big enterprises, and a distillation of all of the contemporary structures and methodologies that are out there in the remote work space right now in the industry, which is kind of fledgling, if you will, but growing. And there's quite a lot of powerful stuff there. So all of this was basically consolidated down over 2 months and then built into this framework. And this framework is the backbone for sure for the first couple of products that we're releasing, and the backbone for transformation change that we can enact in organizations. So, well, and actually I'll elaborate more on this in a second, because it's very much directly related to the health assessment. But that was created, and that now runs the framework for how as a consultant we're working with clients. That's behind the scenes. Now, the public facing stuff is a couple of things. Vendor database, mentioned that earlier. We have about 90 different resources right now across a variety of categories. If you're running a remote operation, hybrid operation, or you have an office and you're looking to either go remote, get rid of the office, go hybrid, downsize, you can use these resources to do that. So everything from running a virtual office to be able to receive mail, payments, to hiring remotely, to communication, collaboration. It's the technology stack that you can run a remote organization on, and the technology stack you should be using to run a hybrid organization on, so that you're not A, chained to your office, but also B, locked in to office first technology and tools when you should be remote first utilizing an office. So you don't have to be held up or pulled back by your in-person physical operations. It's only a value add, if it is a value add to the organization. So that's something that exists. You can go check it out. It's on the website under resources, vendor database. Go check it out. Other things, we released a couple of insights. So on the website as well, under insights, there's a couple of resources there. Just the first of many to come, working on putting together. I need to write this, and it will be written soon, but there will be a post explaining a little bit more about the 16-pillar framework methodology and some other insight pieces coming soon there as well. Expect more there in the future. And then lastly, we created the health assessment. The health assessment is a diagnostic tool, and this also took 2 months to create, by the way. This is a very sophisticated assessment. The original assessment was 400 points of data across a variety of different categories, the 16 categories that we look at from the orchestration framework. That was a bit much, though, to put into one assessment. So what you see on the website now is actually the quote-unquote light version of the assessment. It's less than half the size. It's something like 197 data points, something like that. Still quite long, but the full assessment is intended to be split up between different leadership roles within an organization. So CTO handles technology data points, CFO handles financial data points, so on and so forth. The light version right now is if you hold a leadership position at a company, you can take that. You should have sufficient information to answer most of the questions there. And that will then allow us to generate a 360-degree insight into the health and the status of your operations when it comes to remote work, hybrid work, work from home, all of that. The assessment itself has a fully automated backend that allows us to generate scores in key categories, the 16 categories that we look at to assess an organization. And we can build a report off of this, and it's not fully automated. It will be fully automated in the future, but the system that's running the backend does take all those scores and inputs and output an analysis of this that we can then use to provide recommendations and changes if necessary to improve the operations of a business based on those data points. This is the initial assessment, first of many to come, but for now is the underpinning to most work that I think we'll be doing for the next 6 months or so. And for sure is a major component of the first product that we're releasing. So health assessment, that was created, it's live. I put a ridiculous amount of work into this thing. This is an incredibly valuable tool in really figuring out what leverage points you have in order to improve an organization that is remote. So that's been created now. Yeah, that's most of the stuff that we've been up to. Handful of other things, the smaller things that have been happening here and there. But for the most part, those are the big pieces that have been developed. That's the past, though. What about the future? So plans for the future. First of all, more guests for this podcast since launching. And so I've run a podcast before called Marketing Teardown in past life, and with my good friend Travis Page, who has been featured on this podcast as well. We ran that for a couple of seasons, and that was all right, but that was mostly a self-contained format. It wasn't really a externally facing podcast. We didn't really have guests. It was just me and Travis. For this podcast, we will have guests. And so one of the things that I'm really excited about for the short-term future is getting some guests on this podcast and talking about what it means to run remote teams, best practices, stories from the front lines of battling it out on making sure that you can still operate well while you're transitioning to remote from a company that's formerly in person, all that kind of stuff. That will be coming soon. So guest acquisition, so to speak, is in progress, and hopefully we'll have some more guests on here in the next couple episodes. Stay tuned. Other things for the future. Website. Insights and resources. There will be more of those going up very soon. We have a backlog right now. Let me actually look at, I'll see what's going on in Notion. We've got a content database of probably a little bit less than 50 resources in the backlog. I'm pretty much just constrained by time on those at the moment. So, which I'm very excited to accelerate production on some of those resources as soon as we bring on first couple of hires. I think one of those roles might be really internally focused at building resources and research and insights. But yeah, some more of those will be coming up soon. So stay tuned. Those will be posted out on LinkedIn when they're live. So go check them out. And for example, the 16 pillar methodology, I want to get a more in-depth explanation of that. So that'll be coming out as an insight very soon. And also want to get together a global hiring guide comparing costs and benefits across countries. So one major component of remote work when you're truly running a remote organization is you can take advantage of global talent marketplace. And that means that you can arbitrage cost in terms of cost for talent. It also means you can arbitrage skill and specialization in terms of the talents that you need. And ultimately what I want to do with this resource is put together another database that you can use to determine where you should go to hire certain types of roles and certain types of people based on your cost needs, based on your talent needs. And so you can say, well, look, I need someone on the sales team. I need an SDR. Where can I go to do that? And we say, oh, well, there's really good SDRs in the Philippines. There's really good SDRs in the US. There's really good SDRs in Spain for whatever reason. And the starting salary for this kind of thing is X, Y, Z, and we can get a good comparison across those areas of where to hire. It's obviously, to do that for all functions and all roles is extremely complicated. I think that would be amazing, but I think that might be a future version of this. The initial version will probably be a little bit more generic, but at least a good guide for certain types of roles. If you want to begin to look at a more global hiring strategy, this is where you can go to start to figure out how you're going to do that. And then you can put it, backfill in all the other pieces. EORs, do you want to set up an entity, making sure you're compliant, building any kind of management structures or policies or anything like that, et cetera, et cetera. But so anyway, that's something that we'll probably be releasing soon. And there's a bunch of other stuff like that that's in the backlog. One other thing for the future, we have a product coming out very soon. So new product, it is the High Output Work From Home Transformation. And the goal with this product is to double your team's productivity in 90 days. If they are ideally, I think best case fit, a hybrid organization where you're working from home about half the time, about half the week, but also applies to remote teams. If you're remote and you're running into productivity issues, or you feel like your productivity is not there, this is the product for you. And I will be talking about this much more in the future and releasing more details around what this entails, how it works, all that kind of stuff. Just know that for now, there will be a limited number of spots for this. It is a new product and this is a new company. So we'll only be taking on, well, for sure, one client to start, and then maybe two, maybe three, but I think probably three max. And for now, which 90-day transformation, that takes us through to basically Q4 at this point. So it's going to be extremely limited run. And then we'll see after that what happens with scaling that up, bringing that to more organizations, and obviously stress testing it a little bit. That product's basically done, and I'm just putting together the final touches on all the marketing sales information around that, so that will be released soon. And yeah, I'm extremely excited to release this first product, which is fucking sick. Yeah, other than that, very excited for things to come and releasing all of this stuff out into the world that has been being worked on, that has been in the lab for a while, especially a new product. But yeah, keep an eye on LinkedIn for new resources, announcements, product announcements, all that good stuff. And if a final call to action, if you feel like productivity at your team has been lower than it should, or maybe there's some issues, or you're noticing that things are not tracking to the level that should be given your goals, drop a message. Might make sense to run the High Output Work From Home Transformation. Anyway, that's pretty much it for today. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.